Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, HSP, Shir number 30. Judith Olof has a chapter about empaths pertaining to parenting and raising sensitive children. And she explains that being a parent is one of the most demanding life choices, of course. And it's a very rewarding and challenging task. And when a parent has a sensitive nervous system, it's very easy to be overwhelmed by the sensory input, by the busyness. And raising children is one of the greatest brachas in life because it brings not only an emotional bonding, it brings a lot of simcha, a lot of joy, and the nurturing. And empaths are naturally giving, and they fulfill this role beautifully very often. But they need that self-care boundary as well. And when they do that, they become incredible parents, because of their compassion and intuition and ability to support their own children's sensitivities. But empaths as parents need to be aware of the stressors that cause them to have sensory overload that could really, affect them. Some of these stressors are less time alone or a packed schedule, sleep deprivation, cleaning them, dealing with them in many different aspects. One empath once said, "I love children and I helped raise my beautiful stepchild. Very precious gift to have a child's soul entrusted in your care. The noise and the chaos was hard but worth it. It was the biggest sacrifice I had to make." And in a certain way, we need to look at it not like a sacrifice but more like part of our role in giving. But we can't ignore the normal the normal overwhelmingness that it has. So the idea is that it's important to recognize the gift, recognize sensitivity is a mixed bag, that empathetic parents sometimes could affect them. They have certain sensitivity with dealing with their children. When their children are in distress, it hurts the parents more and they feel it more. So there's advice that she gives to have parents achieve balance and reduce that sensory overload by starting the day with Hakaras HaTov, being grateful, to breathe, deep breathing helps somehow figure out alone time, which is very hard when you have young children, but to work through in that way as best as you can. Sometimes it's listening to soothing music or meditating, or even tefillah, especially tefillah actually, and saying Tehillim and connecting to Hashem or talking to Hashem in your own language. When you can, take these even short naps. If a child is sleeping or whatever it is, you got them out and you have 20 minutes. Sometimes it pays just to lay down, put an alarm clock if you're afraid you'll oversleep, and just lay down for even 10 minutes, 15 minutes with your eyes closed. And that gives you kayach. And to set healthy boundaries with them and including with yourself. One of the dangers with empath parenting is they could become helicopter parents. What is that? Because they're highly intuitive and they pick up on what their children are feeling and what their children are thinking, and sometimes to an extreme, so they become overly anxious about them and they hover over them and they micromanage them. And that doesn't serve the children well. It makes them feel anxious, and often it can make them feel resentful as well. So therefore, it's very important to be mindful of not smothering them with your concerns, to learn that. So even with children, obviously, if they're young, the younger they are, the more you have to be involved with them. They can't take care of themselves. But at a certain age, they also have a privacy, your children. They also have an emotional space, and it's hard sometimes not to get into that space, but sometimes you have to allow them to do that. Just being present in a healthy way is a gift. Someone once said, your presence as a parent is the most precious gift you can give another human being, and certainly a parent. And of course, taking care of your eating habits and exercising and try to make certain aspects of fun. So there's a lot to talk about parents that are empaths and highly sensitive people. And we should get into it more, but this is what she talks about. And of course, she talks also about raising sensitive children, which we touched upon when we were discussing Elaine Aron's book, which we're not finished yet. Actually, we have other chapters to look over, which we will Be'ezras Hashem. But we did discuss raising sensitive children in Elaine Aaron's books, and she too adds some interesting points here. You need to be aware of what overstimulates them, to avoid some activities, not to give them excessive busyness. Sometimes you overschedule them their day. Sensitive children take longer than other kids to calm down at night because their systems are slower to transition. They are the ones that you need to sit with them in bed a little longer until they calm down. They are not ones that you give them a full hectic schedule, because children who are empaths or have high sensitivities, they don't have the same mechanism as other children do to screen out light, to screen out noise, to screen out a chaos of crowds. So high stimulation aspects, you take them to a big concert or things like that, it'll be painful to them. Large weddings may be overwhelming for them. Highly empathetic children may cry more and cope by retreating into solitude or self-regulating that way. And unfortunately, it's sad, but schools and society, they don't give these children much understanding. Very often, conventions, physicians and teachers label them as being overly shy, overly antisocial, overly fussy, having quote-unquote social phobias, anxiety disorders, depression. You throw at them all these titles when in reality, they're none of these things. They're just simply have a more sensitive nervous system, which is normal. She said Judith all of herself, they used to call her oversensitive, they used to say, yeah, you know, develop thicker skin, something's wrong with you. So to test, to know whether your child is an empath, you basically ask these questions. Do you see that they feel deeply? Does crowds, noise, and stress overwhelm them? Do they have a strong reaction to sad or frightening scenes in books or things like that? Do they want to escape when there's a family gathering into a corner? Do they feel different about other kids and complain that? If they're a good listener, if they're compassionate, do they have a strong connection to nature? Do they like to spend time alone? Does their friend stress upset them? And so on and so forth. If those things, the answer is generally yes, that means there is that most likely that they're an empath. They have some of them have a tremendous intuitive ability, insight to people, insight in the world situations. Don't underestimate the specialness of these children who have unique needs because of their extreme sensitivity, and we need to treat them with care and balance their independence together with care for them. What's especially challenging in our generation, maybe less so these days, because these days is a big culture, I think, going overboard about boys and men and so on and so forth, but the stereotype was that they are stronger, they are masculine, and there is a certain aspect to it that is important. But this concept of being a sensitive boy and ultimately a man is, for some, humiliating because their gentleness is viewed as a weakness. Their compassion is viewed as a weakness. Their ability to cry or feel that pain of other people is considered a weakness, like grow up, you know, man up, like they say. And this is more challenging because, again, parents with sensitive children, especially boys, need to learn to help them accept their gifts of sensitivity. They need to learn to be, the male characteristics of that are healthy to have. They need to work through to be responsible, to work hard, to be erlich, to be a certain leader to a certain degree. All of these things are very, very important, but not to throw away that vulnerable side. Every person, again, this is this generation that goes overboard to an extreme where men used to be men and women used to be women, and now it's like sort of they sort of flip-flop roles very often, and women view their femininity as a weakness and men their masculinity as a weakness, and it's not a healthy thing. They both need to nurture their natures. But the truth is that all of us have a masculine and feminine side that need to be developed in order to be a whole entire person. So what I'm trying to say here, though, is that to have a sensitive child is a challenge, and it is a unique gift and opportunity. But when it's a boy, they have special challenges because of what we just mentioned. So this is the idea. And the idea also with teenage year sensitivity is also difficult, because they're constantly, the hormones are anyway really changing, and it's a difficult time. And when a teenager is sensitive, it is especially difficult. And the idea is you ask when you pray, to the serenity prayer that is given is very much very much helpful. We talked about it a lot, to protect you from toxic resentments from your upbringing or whatever it is it may be, and to let go of those resentments by asking Hashem to please grant me the serenity to accept the parents that I cannot change. And you do your best with them, and learn to work through whatever difficulties you have. So pertaining to nurturing empathetic children, you encourage their sensitivities in a healthy way. You encourage their intuition in a healthy way. You honor your child's feelings. You teach family members and others about their sensitivities. You trust your intuition regarding how to handle them as best as you could. And you daven for siyata d'shmaya. And you help your child recognize when they absorbed other people's emotions, when they got upset because the whole atmosphere was upsetting, and to point it out to them, and understand and teach them about their positive and negative vibes, and teach them how to create borders in a healthy way, be an emotional stabilizer for them, because they take in your anxiety too as a parent. Empath children take on your own anxieties, and they want to make it better for you, and it's a tremendous burden. And therefore, especially important, it's always important in your marriage, don't argue in front of your children, especially, or where they could overhear, if you even have to, or raise your voice. It's not good anyway to do that. You have to learn how to talk to each other with respect, even if there's a disagreement. But highly sensitive children are easily wounded by this yelling, especially when the yelling is between their own parents. You encourage your children to take time alone, and you encourage them to express their potential, and shield them against what we talked about in the last year. If there is these energy vampires that are around them, for whatever reason that may be, unhealthy people, to really protect them from that and reduce exposure for them, stimulating situations. Doesn't mean that you put them in a cage. You have to let them grow. There's some risks involved. You have to let them come to like situations that are not necessarily comfortable for them in real life. If there's a family simcha, for example, even if there's a lot of people there, or a Hanukkah gathering, Purim gathering, or by, you know, they need to learn how to handle larger crowds in those cases. You don't keep them home. You bring them to that simcha, and you just talk to them, and you teach them and show them how to go about it. But to take them, for example, to a huge stimulating Disneyland amusement park where you know they get the noise and everything, and they, you know, there's no reason for it. So you have to know the right balance and the downtime before the child goes to sleep, you know, to read to them when they're young and to spend time with them till they acclimate and slow down. Of course, to keep them off the heavy sugars. That's generally healthy with all children, and to teach them how to dial down their stress as best as possible. So you embrace your sensitivity as a parent or as a child. You take the time to rest and recharge. You express your needs with supportive people. Don't hide your gifts. Be authentic. Be a true loving person the way you are. Don't let the world, society affect you in the wrong way. You have gifts. Just need to know how to challenge and balance them. And Bezus Hashem, both as parents and as children, you could thrive being an empath. You could thrive being an HSP. Bracha v'atzlacha.